Joining me now live in studio, we have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
I hear your office is getting $1 million grant, or more than $1 million grant.
Right.
Tell me about that. Who's giving it, and tell me exactly the amount and what that will go for.
Sure. I mean, it's you know, as you know, our office has been working really hard to try to build local capacity to respond to children and families that are impacted by substance use disorders. So we've always been trying to identify and offer support to the kids who live in the homes where addiction is an important step in disrupting the cycles of trauma and helping those kids. So we apply for grants in a very competitive process. We just received $1.18 million grant over the next 3 years from the Bureau of Justice Assistance's Comprehensive Opioid Stimulant and Substance Abuse Program Resource Center. COSAP, because it's way too long to say that again.
Okay.
And with those monies, we're able to expand our Drug Endangered Children Initiative, which is going to include a variety of things in working with Plymouth County Outreach and police identification and dealing with drug endangered children awareness and referrals from the local intercepts, including the United Way, who we have a great working relationship with.
You know, we've talked about some of these issues over the past years, and a number of these programs really do affect a lot of people. One of the things that we hear quite a bit about is Plymouth County Outreach, and this is tied in with that as well. If people are not familiar with that, what does outreach mean when it comes to your office and drug addiction?
Well, Plymouth County Outreach is a subset of what the Plymouth County Drug Abuse Task Force with Sheriff McDonald and I put together back in 2015 dealing with the opioid crisis that was going on. So outreach was emanated from our law enforcement subdivision of that task force. And really what it is, we have had all 27 communities in Plymouth County sign on an MOU. The police officers did a great job, police chiefs did, in that if there is a non-fatal overdose in Plymouth County, no matter where it is, within 12 to 24 hours, there'll be a police officer, plainclothes, and a recovery coach showing up at a home, bringing information to get help from this terrible addiction. One of the biggest problems when you're dealing with opioid issues is the stigma. The people are embarrassed to get help, and they don't know where to go. And I've seen the look in parents' faces. What are we going to do? And what's important for us, and what the DECI thing does for us here, is that the children that are watching this stuff, they're watching their parents pass away, they're watching their parents go down this terrible path, the cycles of child abuse, the cycles of drug endangered kids. If we don't get in front of that and help these kids who have adverse childhood experiences, we're going to be dealing with them in the criminal justice system in the next 5-10 years.
So what does the when you get this grant money, what does that go for? Does that help to pay for personnel? Does that help to pay for materials that you use in programs? How exactly does that work? How does that translate?
We're going to continue to work with the United Way Family Center. We're going to hire a project coordinator. And we also work with other agencies here in Plymouth County. We've been working with To the Moon and Back, which is a Plymouth County group working to address neonatal abstinence syndrome. So we try to help the moms who are having issues or may be pregnant with a child, and they may be dealing with the opiate abuse themselves. We've been dealing with Balance for Kids, providing yoga and mindfulness to kids and families, and also Calmer Choice, which is going to provide schools and community groups with evidence-based mindfulness programming. Right now, more than ever, mental health is a huge issue. It's a huge issue, and it's been exacerbated by the COVID issues that all the kids are dealing with in schools right now. So it's another challenge that these children have to face. With this grant, I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to enhance our capacity here in Plymouth County to respond to the trauma these kids are witnessing every day so that we can stop these cycles of domestic violence, we can stop these cycles of drug abuse, and we can make sure that these kids are going to have a self and healthy life as they grow on.
Since you've been involved in some of these programs for quite a while now, what kind of reaction do you get from some of the people that have actually benefited from it? Maybe has a child mentioned something to a parent or a teacher saying, you know, I'm glad you stepped in. I needed some help. I don't know if a child would say it exactly that way.
Yeah.
Or just what kind of reaction have you heard back from their caregivers?
Well, what we've been doing is, especially with Handle With Care here in Plymouth County, which is out of Massachusetts, we're trying to make all of our schools trauma sensitive. We have schools now that we go there, we bring in trainers who talk to the people that work in the schools and try to help a lot of these kids. And what I tell teachers when I go speak very briefly, and they're certainly the experts, not me with the kids, but when I say to them, listen, many times, the only person, caring person, a lot of these kids' lives is their school teacher. So therefore, we're relying on them to make sure they can get these kids the help, they can identify these kids, and we can get them the services that they need so we can stop these problems before they happen. It's really important that we do that now more than ever. I think with the COVID things exacerbating things, we need to continue to do that, and I think this grant's going to help us and put us continue going in the right direction.
And if people have any questions and they want to find out more about any of these programs with your office, how can they do that?
They can always go on PlymouthDA.com. That's PlymouthDA.com for all this and the many other preventative programs that we're doing and trying to get in front of this, because the best way that we can deal with criminal justice reform is keep people out of the criminal justice system.
Thank you very much. That's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. We'll be back with traffic and weather right after this.